Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. We're hearing testimony this morning from Tuesday's House Agriculture Committee hearing on the Farm Bill titled Uncertainty, Inflation, Regulations, Challenges for American Agriculture. Testifying, Rob LaRue, President of the National Farmers Union.
And we advocate for the economic prosperity of family farmers, ranchers, and their communities through education, cooperation, and legislation. As we approach the 2023 Farm Bill, we should all work together to resolve flawed regulations, mounting uncertainty, and inflationary pressures. Family farmers and ranchers are particularly vulnerable to the effects of inflation. Supply chain disruptions due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, rapid shifts in demand and supply backlogs from the pandemic, and the lingering effects of trade dispute with China have all set the stage for rising costs for farmers and ranchers. These inflationary pressures are intensified by a lack of market competition in the food system. We have few buyers and sellers to choose from. As of 2019, the top four companies in the cattle trade controlled 85% of the market. For pork, that was 67%, and for broiler chickens, 53%. There's also heavy concentration in markets for corn and soybean seeds, herbicides, and pesticides. For tractors and other farm machinery, just three companies dominate the market. With such little competition, the opportunity for market manipulation and unfairness is greatly intensified, and this adds to inflationary pressure. For example, we've seen price fixing by meat packers and poultry integrators in recent years, with settlements totaling nearly $1 billion. Another lawsuit alleges the big four meat packers are manipulating the market. Major farm equipment manufacturers continue to refuse to provide us with access to the software tools to make repairs, and a mega merger between Kroger and Albertsons is expected to drive consolidation among processors, wholesalers, and distributors. We must create fairer and more competitive markets to drive innovation, increase choice, and decrease input costs and boost prices for crops and livestock. NFU believes family farmers and ranchers should be allowed to do what we do best, sustainably produce food, feed, fiber, and fuel. Regulations, when needed, should be science-based, size and risk appropriate, clear, and only implemented after thorough feedback. Unfortunately, this doesn't always happen. For example, confusing regulations and court decisions regarding the definitions of waters of the U.S. have made it difficult to comply with the Clean Water Act. Clean, safe water is an essential natural resource we work hard to protect, and regulators shouldn't make it so difficult for farmers to accomplish this. NFU is also concerned by a potential change in the longstanding policy on labeling of crop protection products. The change, based on a position taken by the U.S. Solicitor General in a brief to the Supreme Court, could open up the door to an impractical patchwork of labeling requirements that aren't science-based. We're calling for a competition title in the Farm Bill, which should include provisions that improve transparency and price discovery in cattle markets, strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act, ensure farmers' right to repair, reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling, and ease regulatory burdens for diversified food processing. By building fair and competitive markets, we address inflation, improve regulations, and reduce uncertainty.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue testifying before the House Ag Committee Tuesday of this week on the Farm Bill. Can the Farm Bill lower fertilizer prices? We'll hear from the President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute next on Inside Agriculture.